USA Radio News.
The House has passed the Respect for Marriage Act, which would protect marriage equality by repealing the Defense of Marriage Act and provide federal protection for same-sex and interracial couples.
Yeas are 267, and the nays are 157. The bill is passed. Without objection, a motion. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Congressional Democrats have said the importance of this bill is in response to the opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas, suggesting that Supreme Court decisions involving access to contraception and same-sex marriage should be reconsidered. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
During day two of the trial for Nicholas Cruz, who's accused of murdering 17 people at his Parkland, Florida high school, the jurors were shown graphic video footage of the massacre. The final stage of the gunman sentencing trial, in which jurors will decide if the 23-year-old should face a death sentence or life in prison without parole, began this week after he pleaded guilty last October to 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder. There's some activity in Panama.
Unrest in Panama and Central America has shut down the country with large-scale protests. Organizers have issued a long list of demands, including lower oil prices, food shortages are rampant, and migrant caravans heading to the United States are being stranded. The biggest concern is the conflict could shut down the Panama Canal, which would further disrupt global shipping. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The national average price for a gallon of gas fell below $4.50 on Tuesday for the first time since the middle of May, according to AAA data. The price crossed the milestone amid a sustained fall in gas prices over the past month, owing in part to a decline in global demand.
A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter deceived him on the amount of bot accounts on the site. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A panel for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Outside Vaccine Advisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to recommend the use of Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine. Now, the CDC says it has formally adopted the vote by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, officially clearing a fourth option for unvaccinated adults. The recommendation comes a week after the Food and Drug Administration authorized Novavax's vaccine for emergency use. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.